Our prayers today have been centered around three verses from the Psalms. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 3. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Lord, with our whole heart we praise you, our holy, righteous, compassionate and loving God and Father, sovereign over all peoples and all things. Nothing is beyond your control. Praise the Lord and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Dear Lord, it is so easy to become absorbed by the coronavirus crisis that our vision begins to turn inward. Help us to keep looking outward and upward to you, taking time each day to remember all your blessings to us, both old and new. We thank you that Jesus was prepared to endure all that led to the cross and bear the whole of your wrath and righteous anger against our sin so that we could have your forgiveness. Psalm 3 and verse 5. David on the run could say, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Lord, we thank you for keeping us this moment by moment, day and night, whatever the circumstances. Thank you that as we give ourselves in faith and trust into your care, we can be filled with your inner peace and quietness, sleep peacefully in the nights, and live trustingly during the days. Psalm 91 and verses 1 and 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Heavenly Father, help us to come ever closer to you in thought, word and deed. Help us to grasp the wonder, privilege and security of living our lives in close relationship with you. And we bring to you those who do not trust in you and have no experience of you as a refuge in troubled times, or as a stronghold for the soul. We ask that by some means they may hear of Jesus, of sins forgiven, and peace with you. Grant them repentance and a knowledge of your truth. Father, at this time of national restriction, we bring others in need to you, and particularly those who depend on the food banks and those who run them. We remember our partner's faith, working with the hungry and the homeless. At this difficult time, enable supporters to find imaginative ways for unselfish gifts of food to continue. May there always be enough staff and volunteers to keep the support flowing. Thank you, Father, for all who serve, for those in all areas of the national health and the public bodies, for police, fire and rescue, the army, for the growing number of unsung workers and volunteers, and for those known to us who put themselves at risk for our benefit. Grant them protection and strength as they meet the daily challenges. May they use the skills you have gifted them with wisely and skillfully in the service of others. We remember those struggling in other countries, and thank you for the medical missionaries and the clinicians from around the world as they serve in state and mission hospitals. We ask that you will keep them in good health and in safety as they work for you. We bring to you the underprivileged, where medical care is hard to access. Lord, in your mercy, please meet their needs. Father, you have reminded us to pray for those in authority over us. Please protect, unite, and guide our government so that wise decisions for our natural protection and recovery are made and implemented at the right time. We thank you for Mark, Father, as he brings us your word for encouragement and spiritual nourishment, and ask that you will continue to bless and strengthen him and his family. And for our elders, Father, we ask that You will guide and sustain them. Thank you for our church family, those who encourage and support, those who serve in any way, those who listen, those in need of healing. We ask your abundant blessing on all and the confident assurance that you are our God who hears, answers, and meets our needs. May the Lord of peace himself give us peace at all times and in every way. And we end with a verse from Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen.